Welcome to the show. Can anybody hear me? Sam, can you hear me? Hello? I'm on here. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Oh, my God. Okay. Let's see. Can anybody hear me? Y'all might be listening saying, this girl is crazy, but I can't hear anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little song. Let me see what I got. I'm going to play a little song. And matter of fact, let me just plug in my earphones right quick. I don't feel like doing a song thing. Let's see. See if I can hear somebody. All right. Zam, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Oh, they're not on there yet. I'm tripping. All right, y'all. So we are live. It ain't five. I'm just saying. I think I clicked somebody else in. It wasn't Zam. Okay, y'all. Zam, can you hear me? I'm here. Okay, girl, I was just a talking. I think I clicked somebody in, and they was like, what the mess? And they was just in the queue, like,
this is never before.
Like, why is she calling me Zam? Anyway, what's going on, girl, on this good Monday?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing. I'm still trying to, my eyes droopy from this weekend. I'm ready to go to sleep, but I can't.
Yeah. I feel you. And I'm trying to keep from getting a headache. Girl, I've been having crazy headaches. Anyway. Hey, somebody do something with Yoshi. Because y'all know Yoshi's going to act a fool just because I'm on the podcast. It's just what she do. Be right if she didn't interrupt what was going down. All right, so... Talk to me. Did you go to work today? How did it go?
Yeah. I went to the job. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the job and I did a little something.
Okay.
A little something.
I did too. Got out of there by 12. You understand me? They should, you know, I ain't going to say nothing about that. Got out at 12, then I had to finger wave somebody's hair. You understand me? And I guess I'm back to finger waving. You know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And can't do nothing about it. Want to talk to everybody a little bit about, did we do Bozoism last week?
If we did, it was at the tail end when we were leaving.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because
think it's important that make people photos. And I want to talk about this anti-Semitic situation going on with Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Anderson. Did you hear about it, Sam?
Okay, I'm lost.
Okay, this is what happened. Jamie Foxx posted a post that said they killed this dude named Jesus. So what would they do to us or me or something like that? It was something like that, but Jamie was talking about fake friends. That's what he was talking about. Jennifer Anderson went on this whole rage about that Jamie was talking about Jews and all this kind of stuff. First of all, people all up and through the internet has been saying they killed Jesus or they talked about Jesus. You know,
do anything different for us, you know, or for that individual.
Right.
Yeah.
So this lady just went on a whole little spree. She'll never support anything like that, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is my thing. What, out of all the people, where did she come from with this? How did you just pop out of the blue with this? I mean, how did you put what Jamie Foxx said about fake friends with you? How did you link that? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, maybe she's a fake friend of Jamie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe he was talking about her.
People don't need a reason for nothing.
Yeah, and then she made a comment. Let me see. Let me look it up. Then she, you know, I don't know. but Jamie Foxx did a launch. You know, he had to put out a big old apology. You know how they make you put out a whole big old apology, you know, what I said, I didn't say it. Yeah, you going to cancel this man? This man just came out the hospital and out of rehab, and come on. Wasn't nobody finna get on that bandwagon, no way. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nobody going with you. You understand me? So what do you think about that? They call it cancel culture. Well, they will cancel your whole life and career, you know, which takes me back. Let me go here on this cancel. Takes me back to T.J. Holmes and what's her face? I don't remember the lady's name. Katie Kirk. No, I ain't going to say that. It wasn't her. But he had slept with this lady. They left their spouses and got together. And they fired them, canceled their whole career. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, it's because it was on the job and so he was having sex with a lady on the job and then he broke up with his wife at the job. He called her from the job or he broke up with her at the job. I don't understand. Why would you take people's livelihood? You know what I'm saying? You say something wrong, they take your livelihood, you know.
But what?
How do you feel about that?
But what happened to freedom of speech, though? Because
exactly.
The thing is, as long as it's, I feel, my thought process is, as long as it's not harming someone, and I'm not technically talking about feeling, I'm trying to see how to put it. I don't know how to put it. If I, from what he said, there was nothing that was negative toward any race, religion, or culture, because you have fake friends that cover every religion, that cover all races, that cover, you know, because it's people. You know what I'm saying? And people are flawed. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what race you are. You know, none of that matters. What matters is that the fact that you're a human and we fuck up.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So it has to do with race, gender, religion, none of that.
Yeah.
People, period. Across the board, people. What he said had to do with people in general. So,
okay.
I mean, shit, maybe she was going through some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she just found something and just wanted to jump on something to get something going.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, she was bored. You'll never know. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I mean.
We'll never know.
Did you say Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, so what was the last show she was in? Friends?
Yeah.
Has anything since then?
Well, not, she was in Friends and then a couple of movies.
Can you name the movies?
Mm-mm. Wait.
Now, that's my
hold
point.
On. Wait a minute.
Oh, you can't? No,
that's another
not
name. That's crazy.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Because if you don't know the movies, that means that she's been irrelevant.
Yeah.
So that's making herself. And people now are like, who is Jennifer Aniston? So now they got to go and check it out and see who this chick is. And then she become relevant because she gets so many views. You know, people are looking her up. You see what
that's
I'm saying?
True.
I'm not even a social media chick like that. I'm hardly ever on it. And when I do get on it, my kids probably get tired of me because everything I see is funny, I send to them. But I'm not even on there like that, but I do understand the fact that the more likes, the more views, the more notice you are, the more relevant you become, the more money you make, maybe?
Yeah, because you make money on Instagram, baby. You make
right
some serious paper on Instagram.
And right now she's irrelevant. She just made herself relevant.
Yeah, because, baby, I don't even understand where she's coming from. You understand?
Yeah.
Because most people don't, you know, I mean.
And you got.
Oh, that's right.
She was.
I'm here. I was waiting on you to finish.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She got this man apologizing for nothing. He ain't even in that. He's just apologizing to keep from being blacklisted.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to talk about the blacklist in a minute. I'm talking about the blacklist because, I can get into this Jonathan Majors blacklist. Let me tell y'all something. I am a Jonathan Majors fan. I'm a Jonathan Majors fan, you understand me? And I know some black folk that canceled him when they thought he hit that white. Thought he hit that girl. Now they can't find her. He in court for something you accused him of, which he didn't do because they got proof of it, and now they can't even find you. You understand me? Can't even find you. You know. And he done went and got the blackest of the black. He done went and got the prom queen of the ghetto. And got one. That's not a derogatory remark towards the beautiful Megan Good. All I'm saying is, when you go get you, when you go get you a black, I understand what was going on when it went down. When all of a sudden, I see him, you know, walking down the street in a picture with Megan Good. He understood the assignment too. Somebody, one of the elders, grabbed this young man and said, "Listen to me. You need to go and get your black girl right now. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Get you, come on now. The baby went and got Megan Good. You understand me? They showed pictures. I know I segue into this, but they showed pictures of the young man with Megan, and they coming out of court. She in court. She touching his face, you know, and he has a stone face. His facial expression never changed.
don't care what movie you're in. The facial expression is the same. You know I'm gonna hurt you, right, Yoshi? Don't nobody have to know. You know I'm about to take you out. Don't you? You chewing up? You? Sorry, y'all. Excuse me. You chewing up the wrong thing. I'm about to let you have it anyway. Yeah. So I think I'm very excited about the Big Good thing. I saw him. Also, he's in Loki. They dropped a preview of Loki, the second season, and he's playing his character. And be good, y'all. I'm excited about it. I was really worried. I'm not gonna lie, because he's a black man. I didn't, you know, you think about now. Ain't none of his chicks taking care of me, but I'm looking at the culture thing. How these black men get canceled? Then he done told his story. His career was taken off, and boom, all of a sudden, you know.
So nowadays it's guilty until proven innocent. Forget that innocent to proven.
Yeah, and it's so messed up.
So people know you as a person.
Yeah.
And then for something like that to happen, just some random chick says what she says and then just cancels everything you got going. They have the power of the tongue can kill you.
Yes, it can.
The tongue will kill you. Maybe not physically, but financially, through your job, you can lose your job, your friends, people you thought were your friends, which we can get back to that Jamie Foxx thing.
Friends. Exactly.
You know? So.
Exactly.
The tongue is devastating, man.
It is.
And it follows you. It doesn't just, that's why I worry about some of these kids. It doesn't just stop when they're little. You know, it follows them through life.
Yeah.
You know, and they wonder why things are going the way they're going. And, it's very powerful.
Yeah. And you look at, like this stuff, you look at when we were in school, people was bullying you, playing the dozens on the bus. People were saying whatever, you know. And back then, we learned how to fight, stand up for ourselves. We learned how to, you know, you learn all that in school. You learned it, you know, before you got out there into the world. Some people didn't. They were just still a little soft, and that's okay. It's always, you know, somebody taking up for somebody, but. The culture we in now, man, I mean the time, not culture, but the time that we are in now, you basically, it's like a catch-22. One, okay, don't talk about me, I'm offended. That person get canceled. But then on the other end, are you bullying in some type of way? You get what I'm saying? Now, it's like, what do you do today? You can't say, like this comedian said, if you're going to say what you believe, I should be able to say what I believe. And just because they don't add up, because we got some groups that feel like everything they say is what it is. Just Hilarious got into it with a trans man, because the trans man said women don't own menstrual cycles. They don't own being a woman. You know, they don't own none of that. And just Hilarious, along with this other comedian, was saying, don't, you know what I'm saying, you came from a woman. I don't care how you fixed it. I don't care, you know what I'm saying, you came from a woman. You'll never be able to, your body will never be able to do what a woman's body does. Now, they were saying they were against the homosexual lifestyle, LGBT community, none of that. But you now claiming something that you can't do. You just can't do. So again, why do people get offended when somebody has an opinion? See, we learned conflict resolution. When we was in school, they had debate teams. You know, they call it agree to disagree. I agree that we disagree. You know what I'm saying? We can still walk together. We can still do whatever. But I don't agree with everything you say. I don't agree or, you know, and it was a peaceful world when they did the freedom of speech thing. Hey, I don't have to believe what you believe. That's what makes this country great. Now, certain groups of people, if you don't agree with them, they shut your whole life down. I'm talking about shut it down, you know. And I think that, you know, and anyway, I'm just saying, you know. So you telling me if you walk outside and feel, I'm like this, and I'm just, if you walk outside and you want to wear a purple boot and you feel like that everybody should be wearing purple boots or agree with your purple boots, I'm not a purple boot person. I'm a blue boot person. You understand me? And I shouldn't feel bullied just because I don't agree with wearing your purple boots. I want to wear my blue boots. Now, I'm finna lose my job because I won't stand up and declare your purple choice.
That's very well put. And in saying what you just said, you did not downgrade the person with the purple boots.
Yeah. Okay?
You didn't say nothing negative about the person. Well, you didn't even say nothing negative about the boots. You just said you prefer blue boots.
And then watch this. The purple boots, beautiful. I'm telling you, hey, looks good on you. But
on
I prefer.
You.
Come on, see. Boom. All I'm saying. Looks good on you. I mean.
So you know what that comes back to?
Mm-hmm.
Live and let live.
Right.
You can feel how you want. You can feel how you want as long as it does not hurt the next person in any way.
Right.
That means mentally, physically, none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's to believe what you believe.
Yeah.
Can't force your beliefs on someone else.
Yeah, you just can't do that. That's not right. That's not right. Now, I was watching this show called Hills, right? Have y'all watched the show The Hills? It's Hills, H-E-E-L-S. It's a wrestling movie about this. Hello?
No, I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it? So, in the show, two brothers take on their father's business, which is a wrestling dome, right? Wrestling league, whatever. So the brother, the oldest brother, then took it over. The baby brother is really the star. You understand me? And it's like a battle. It's really, really good. Y'all need to watch it on Stars. And I enjoyed it because you see a man struggling to keep his daddy's dream alive and taking over the family business, even though the family business is a wrestling thing, right? But you also see the dynamic of his household, his wife, she wants attention to, and you see this one man trying to hold everything together, protect his brother, keep his household together. The wife is going to lean in on him because she want all of it. You know what I'm saying? And which is, it's just a popular thing. So anyway, getting to my point. At a part in the movie, the little boy, his son, this little boy was picking on him at school, right? So little boy told him something about something crazy. And he said, you say it again, I'm going to punch you in your nose. Now, I felt like that was fair warning, okay?
Yeah.
The bully said to him, hey, blah, 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 blah. The boy didn't like it because he was bullying him. You know what I'm saying? Because he was a little kid, little dude, and the bully felt like I could say whatever I wanted to him. And the little boy turned and said, hey, I'm telling you right now, you say it again, I'm gonna punch your nose. So the dude, the little boy, which the little thug, he said it again. Homeboy rear back, and you would think that when the boy rear back, she would duck. He didn't. Little boy hit him right in the nose. You know what I'm saying? So they suspend the little boy. Say, hey, told the mama, hey, you, he can't come back to school till we meet with you and his daddy, right? So mm-hmm. the daddy goes up to school. Daddy sits down, right, and they start off real good. Hey, maybe it's a family issue, something going on in the house, blah blah blah. Daddy busts out and say, no, maybe he's being bullied. Sammy, maybe the bully will learn his lesson now. No, you trying to say something going on at home, but I'm trying to tell you, you got a bully at school. What's the bullying policy? So the lady, she going off, so you're saying that it's healthy for the person. He say, no, I'm not saying it's healthy, but I'm saying that bully learned his lesson. I bet he won't say nothing else to him. I bet it's other folks, other little kids here being bullied, which, you know what I'm saying, brings me to the place of what I said earlier, different generation, different strokes for different generation, you know. We came up, let me tell you something, I was coming home, we lived in Dallas in a gray house, was at Boston, I don't know what that was. I can tell you the story, but I'm going to tell you just one. Little boy, I was coming home. That's why y'all had to meet our mama. Y'all had to meet our mama. So I was coming home, walking, and I used to get bullied a lot and tell nobody. That's why I really developed this fighting skill. But anyway, I was coming home. I was walking with the group of kids. I was always the oddball, and that was cool with me or whatever. Little boy, he decided that he wanted to mess with me, right? I'm going to pick on her. He was a class clown, probably wasn't that good in school. So guess what? It came out another, he wanted, you know. So he hit me with a rock, started chasing me, right? I'm with Speedy Gonzalez back there. I was a road runner, so he couldn't catch me. I get to the house. They way across the street with the crossing guards. There, you know the crossing guard used to walk across the street? Anyway.
Yeah, the crossing guard.
My God. So I come across the street, which I'm going to tell y'all some more stories about the childhood. I was something else. Anyway, so I come across the street. I'm hightailing across the street. Come in the house. Mama, what you running from? I say, boy, threw the rock, hit me with it, and I ran home. She took me right back outside. You know your mama. She took me right back outside. And she say, now I want you to pick up, who is him? She said, pick up the biggest rock you see. Now, I ain't here to raise the kids. I'm just telling you. Right there on the corner, you know. Right there, a lot of stuff went down on that corner.
Was it Cheyenne and Lake June?
Cheyenne. Huh?
Was it Cheyenne and Lake June?
I don't know. I know it was Cheyenne, though. I don't remember across the street.
All I know is
it was like slow-mo. Mama say when he come down there, she say, and I want you to hit him. She stood right there by me. I guess it disturbed me running up in there away from somebody. See, y'all don't know. Y'all know some cook got a little thug fizzle in her. She was like, what you running from? Don't you ever. Then I ever see it again. You know. After that day, I've been fighting all my life. Maybe I just had a breakthrough, you know, psychologically, but.
At that moment, man.
But, you know, bullying is happening in schools. My daughter was bullied, you know. They tried to bully Quaylen. Quaylen got in good fight. I don't know if Darion was bullied, but I know Darion was always fighting, so
I don't think. I don't know if he was bullied one time and that was enough for him. I don't know what happened. But he was always fighting. But, yeah, and I think it's important to teach your children how to stand up for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Because I even remember Daddy saying, did you win? You know, that's important. It's important for you, for your children to know that you are on their side. Now, when they're wrong, they're wrong. When they're wrong, they're wrong. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know. Yeah. But now, I let my kids, look, go ahead.
But nowadays, you know, people don't, they don't want to fight no more. They just want to pull out a gun and shoot them. Nobody get their ass whooped no more. Nobody wants to, you know, handle it like it should be handled. They just, everybody want to, you know, just forget all that. Let's just shoot them and be done with it, you know.
Yeah. My daughters used to fight each other, and they used to always fight. I got sick of it one day, so I just put them in the middle of the floor. I'll just make good parents. But I just put them in the middle of the floor, let them fight, you know? Just put it, because let me tell you.
That's one way to get something. Out.
Oh, they'll get it out. Look, let me tell y'all something. Some of this stuff, like people look at their kids and say, how did they get like that? Oh, but you, how you looking at your kid trying to figure out why they're hateful and mean? And so you raise that. You raise that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And then sometimes you think you're not raising them, but they seeing what you do, you raise that. My kids do stuff sometimes and I just go to sleep. Why? Because I raised that. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, it takes taking responsibility. As parents, sometimes we don't apologize for stuff. We just doing stuff because we think we got a right to it because we parents. And then you mess the kid up. Yeah, mess the kid up. What'd you say?
Because I said so.
Yeah, because I said so. You bust the kid upside the head, knock the kid, you know, and then I'm one of the people, you don't ask me a question unless you want the answer, you know.
Right.
This is for all black people around America. Some of y'all was talking about y'all was whooping y'all kids. Y'all was beating y'all kids. She was abusing them. But, hey,
right.
Take that up with Jesus. And some of y'all never went. You know, until CPS was never called on you, should have been. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. You can deal with that in your own time. But you take responsibility for your stuff. You cussing your kids out. You know, the one lady, she said, she told her son, oh, you ain't gonna never be nothing. I say, and when he grow up and be nothing, I want you to mark this day down. Because you said that.
Yep.
You said that out your mouth about your child. Then when he grows, that be nothing and do nothing, he going to grow. He growing up. Okay? You ain't going to never have nothing. You know, you're going to be in jail like your daddy. You gonna see, y'all don't watch what y'all say to y'all kids. Then when y'all kids grow up and be what you said, then all of a sudden you trying to figure out how they got like that because you told them. That's what you expected. That's what you
said. Spoke it into existence.
Yeah, you spoke that. Oh, I can't believe he on drugs. Well, you told him he was going to be on drugs and in jail like his daddy. There he is. You know, take responsibility. Sit down with it and apologize to him. And half of y'all don't want to hear what your kids got to say when they grown. You think they should just get over it. That's not how it works. They need to say what they need to say. Okay. Let them get it out. Because I'm telling y'all, we have a whole family meeting, and guess what? I say, hey, say whatever you need to say. And sometimes they say what they're going to say to me. And guess what? They say it with their chest, right? I got to take what they said because that's their experience.
Yeah.
And a lot of y'all trying to figure out, I don't know how to get my family to heal. You get them to heal by letting them be truthful and telling them what they really saw. You be sitting around in your own world and
and your kids be over there on the sideline watching you like a movie and living it out.
Yep.
I'm giving y'all that for free. There you go. That's what's wrong. You know, I'm serious. And then you'll be surprised if you just have a conversation with your kid. That'll heal about 10 years. That'll take 10 years of pain out of their life.
Yep.
You won't know why you can't see drink. Go ahead.
That and help them move forward.
Yeah.
Put a new lease on things, yeah.
Yeah. And then it releases you. Because from that moment on, they're responsible for their own stuff. I mean,
yeah.
For real. Hey, we didn't have that talk. You know, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? Time you grow up. You can't, that ain't your crutch no more. You can't, and then the amazing thing about it is it ain't going to cost you nothing to do it.
People, right.
I ain't got time for this. You don't want to feel emotion. You don't want to feel it because you know deep down inside that you still feel bad about it and you ain't forgave yourself. It's a lot of forgiveness that y'all got to do. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay. Can we take a second right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
If any of my children are listening, if we have a conversation, please call me.
Amen. Yeah, for real. That's real. That's real. You know, I didn't say it was easy at first, but when I realized that I had some issues with my own parents, you know, I had, you know, because this is what we don't think about, right? And I didn't think about this till I got grown. Your parents,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they grown. Your parents, yeah, they grown, but they are individuals as well. You know, I got to a certain point in my life where I didn't see my mom. I know we said my mama, that's just cook, but I had to start seeing my mama as a woman so I could understand what she was doing. Because I would walk around with a lot of resentment in my mind if I didn't see her as a woman, if I didn't see what she was truly going through. See, because when you going through your go-through when you was a kid, you everything was sensitive to you till you grew up.
Right.
And had to figure out how to pay them bills. Yeah.
Yeah, because life is a whole lot. And so I was talking to somebody today. They were on the road, and they had their children with them, and they hadn't been on the road 15 minutes, kids, sleep. And I'm like, man, that was the time, you know, kids, they just so quick to want to be grown and do adult stuff. Man, enjoy being a kid. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you got somebody to take care of. Get in the car. You ain't worried. You know you got your protector with you, you know. So it's like, but they all just want to grow up so quick. And to get that time back, you know, when you really didn't have to worry about nothing, because adulting is off the chain.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you got your whole life to be a kid.
Yeah. And everything on your back. You know, all the stuff that you took for granted that your parents was doing for you, now you realize. I call mama sometimes and I say, mama, thank you. Mama, so-and-so is on my nerves. I'm about to choke a snot bubble out of her, but I thank you because you could have choked a snot bubble. Well, she might have choked me. No, let's move on. Mama's a different generation. Let me just tell you, I called that. You know, I explain, you know, and it's a lot of things that your parents don't know that you're going through. And that's why when I talk to parents, I tell them, stop telling kids that they don't have no worries. You don't have no problems. You don't know what problems they got. You don't know what's going on. When they step, look, I always tell people, when your kids step into the schools, when they step out your house, they in one household when they with you. But when they step into the schoolhouse, that's thousands of households. In one building. Now I'm talking to these church folk. Your kids see you going to church. They walk into their homeboy house or whatever. They ain't going to church. They, you know what I'm saying? Mama probably drunk. The daddy smoking weed and outside cussing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody flirting with them and they don't know what's happening. So, and it's just a good nugget for you. Some of y'all don't want to have real conversations with your kids. You understand me? But guess what? Somebody going to have them with them.
Somebody going to have their conversation. And you won't be able to control the narrative.
The narrative, exactly. So you better get it together.
Make time.
You better get it together. I was pregnant at 17. Come on. Well, I was pregnant at 17. My dad came home, saw me pregnant, and broke down. Broke down. Because this is, let me tell you what we do as parents. We be, oh, my little baby. Oh, my blah, 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 blah. Come on. I stepped into Jones High School where people get stabbed in the hallway. You know,
in the hall.
In the
hall.
That's a whole nother story. Stabbed in the hallway, you understand me? Folks was robbing folks, skipping school 12. You know, we was getting out of school at 12 o'clock because I thought we was at school all day. No, we get out of school at 12 o'clock, you understand me? Hey, so the cook on the altar at the church or cleaning it or underneath the church or something, she's at church, you understand me? I'm just saying. don't become an old person and act like you didn't do stuff when you was a kid.
Right.
Stop acting like you was just perfect when you was a kid. You was doing stuff that your parents didn't know about. So if you're a parent now, you gotta not say stuff like you ain't got no problems. Oh girl, nobody wanna hear that. Oh, shut your mouth, shut up. Just so you talk to your kids, you can't talk to them like that. Because if your kid trying to talk to you, they gonna find somebody to talk
listen.
To,
and they gonna find somebody to listen, and they gonna find somebody to influence them.
Yep,
the way that you should have been influencing them. Because if you do it right, okay, nobody outside of your household can tell them nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you have that connection. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we live and we learn. Unfortunately, hindsight is 20/20, you know.
Yep.
But you can't go back and have a do-over.
Yeah.
But you can start now, though.
You can. And let me tell you something, y'all. Cycles repeat. Until they are exposed. You take that the way you want to take it. They repeat until they're exposed. So, oh, my God.
It ain't but one way to think of that. There's only one way to think of
that. Yeah. Now, look, and we got 6 minutes left because we, you know, but this is good because kids going back to school and y'all need to be aware because I know y'all so busy to y'all just giving them a lunch and telling them to get out the house so you can live your life. But they didn't ask to be here. Let's move on to this. So I'm going to give y'all this one because I do love scared straight. So I'm going to scare you. Okay? And y'all can send this to somebody and tell them I said it. But if daddy don't be a daddy to his daughter will find a daddy somewhere. Boom.
That is true.
If mama don't be a mama to her son will find a mama somewhere. Boom.
True.
And it'll bring her home, and you'll be like, wait a minute, she my age. Wait a minute, he my age. What's happening right here?
Yeah.
Right there is your, and people say looking for the red flags, that's a red flag. That ain't a red flag. That's a brick-and-mortar building now. You done passed the flags up.
Yep, it's a whole building.
It's a whole building. Now, it's brick and mortar. You got to go in there and burn it down now. I know Zam got something to say to y'all before we get out of here tonight. So I'm
you are ready. And as what we were talking about earlier, when people were saying whatever they wanted to say, and you know, because we don't like the purple boots, sort of, you know,
want everybody to think like they think and all this stuff. You know, just you wouldn't have to worry about that if you mind your damn business. At the end of the day, that's what it is. I'm telling you. Because if I walk out of my purple boots and my purple boots, I ain't worried about who got a red boots, blue boots, yellow boots, no boots. I'm not worried about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I go out and I mind my business. It's that simple.
Mind your
business. It's just that simple. Jennifer Aniston had nothing to say if she had just minded her business.
Mind her business.
Mind
you don't
your
have timeline.
You don't have to speak on everything. Speak on what affects you. Did that affect her? What he said, did that affect her at all?
Not at all.
Did it have anything to do with her? Did it cancel out on her bills getting paid? Did it cancel out on her having food on her table, having clothes on her back? You know what I'm saying? It didn't have anything to do with it. It didn't have nothing to do with her career.
Exactly.
And
but
then
you want to
have
you,
something to say about he.
And if you cared so much, why you didn't call me on the telephone?
Okay? Say, man.
If
you
care
so
much.
Because this is what I got out of it. And I just want to make sure nobody else got that out of what you said. So, you know, just kind of, you know, if that's the case. But I'm telling you, she's irrelevant right now. Don't nobody know who she is unless they 50, which is me, or close to it.
Yeah, you can't. I'll be honest. You really don't want to mess with Jamie Foxx. You don't want to. You kind of want to just back on off of that. Just go on back. And they cloned Tyrone.
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen it on my deal. You know, I pass it when I'm scrolling through stuff, but I haven't watched it yet. Is it good? Our brother said he watched it, and it. He'd have to watch it again.
Yeah, it's one of them. Where you watch it again so you can see all the stuff you missed. So the first time you watch, you really ain't, you know. But that second time, you're like, look at them. And it's good for conspiracy theory people, you know. Conspiracy theorist is good for you. You need to watch it. It's right up your alley. Go on, watch it. It's for you.
I've had a good show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good time on tonight. And I know y'all thinking about what we said, you know. And when she said, mind your business, that's the whole show. Whatever we said, this show is about you minding your own business.
Minding your business. And
your
children
kids,
are
that's your business. Oh, come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
They are your business.
They are your business. See, when we was coming up, just one more. I got to go here. I added 30 minutes on, but we ain't going to be on 30 more minutes. Listen, your children will tell you something is going on in your house. So-and-so touched me because some of y'all be bringing these random dudes in with your children. Your child tells you. Child tells you, Leroy, LeSean. No, that I know both of them people. Pookie.
Howard.
Do I know a Pookie?
You know a Howard?
Howard. Listen, they'll tell you Mr. Howard because y'all going to either have him call him Uncle Howard or Mr. Howard. Mr. Howard looked at me in the bathroom. Now, I wish I had Jeopardy music before I say this amp, what you supposed to do after this is said. Because some of y'all ignorant. Some of y'all ignorant. You're ignorant as hell. I'm going to just be honest with you. And I get mad at ignorant people. You more concerned about keeping a nigga. Oh, my God, I said it. You more concerned with keeping a dude than taking care of your kids. This is what. So since you don't know what to do because you ignorant, I'm going to tell you what you do. You put Howard out.
Uh-huh,
you understand
uh-huh.
me? You put Howard. Let me help you because some of y'all saying, but Howard, you know, buy groceries. Listen, you put Howard out. Because first of all, if Howard is 20 years older than you, and living with you and your daughter coming there and tell you he's looking at her in the bathroom. He 20 years older than you. It's, put Howard out. Put him out. Put him, just go and put him out. Never take Howard's side over your daughter. You understand what I'm saying to you? I just want to throw this out of
you. Or your son.
Or your, I'm going to leave that one right there. I'm going to just, can we have a moment of silence? Or your son. Or your son. Y'all mama, see, I'm black, so I'm going to say some of us black mamas, I ain't going to do that because then people be after me. I know how to say it, Zan. Some of us in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mother let somebody mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
And chose them over you. And go back to cycles. So now you letting Howard do. My Lord. Leave it alone. I'm just telling you, what you do is the next step, because you don't know, is to put Howard out. No, you, a matter of fact, let Howard sit there. Call the laws and let them pick Howard up from your house.
Mm-hmm.
Serve him up a sweet potato pie that Madea be talking about. You know, a good sweet potato pie? Yeah. Yeah. And see, when we were coming up, they say don't sit your daughter on a man's lap. Y'all didn't know what that meant because y'all was like, y'all introducing them kids to something they don't know. That man know.
Yeah, he know what mama means.
This look. Ooh, that's, boy. We'll be doing they do TED Talks. Me and Shazam will be doing a Fed Talk, not a TED Talk. A Fed Talk on this tune. So y'all tune in. I got to have the stage and everything ready. We'll just be talking. Y'all, we're going to sell tickets, everything. So y'all come out to this Fed Talk. That's what it's going to be called.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to do no TED Talk. We don't need no red letters. We're going to be ghetto. We're going to have some chillings out of it. No, chillings stink. We're going to have food out for you, vendors, and then we gonna sit and talk to y'all, because y'all, somebody need to talk to y'all. I need a good talking to, because some of y'all don't listen to nobody. So, but I know if y'all spend y'all money, y'all listen, because you paid for it.
Psycho. Mm-hmm.
We'll let y'all know when the TED Talk is happening. All right, y'all, we love you. We love you, but we got to go. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no time for the night. Y'all done got me to talking sideways, and I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't. I aim to, you know, encourage you. All right, y'all. We love you. Talk to you next week. It's been real. Zan?
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.